thank stupid luck and real people, not God. Hello and welcome to episode number 4 of the Ex-Hindu Atheist podcast. Science, truth and facts about God, religion and humanity from a born and raised ex-Hindu. I'm Ravi, the ex-Hindu atheist. You can listen to the show directly on my website at exhinduatheist.com. And it's also available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Just search for Hindu Atheist or ex-Hindu Atheist as two or three words, and you will find it. Now, I have recently done a little bit of rebranding. This podcast was originally titled Hindu Atheist. And the idea was that I was originally born and raised a Hindu, and I'm now an atheist. So Hindu Atheist. Makes sense, right? But then online, every time I used to post about it, I started getting pushback comments from many people saying, how can you be a Hindu and an atheist? What does it even mean to be an atheist and a Hindu? Does it mean you're okay with Hinduism and on and on? Now, Hinduism is a very wide religion in the sense that it even accommodates for atheists. And there's so many different philosophies in it, so I'm not going to get into that. But the point is, instead of getting people to check out and listen to my podcast, I was spending way too much time explaining to my, you know, to those people why my show is called Hindu Atheist, even though I'm not a Hindu anymore, and why I'm an ex-Hindu. And it was distracting me and my potential listeners from focusing on the content of my podcast and focusing on the topics and having a discussion about the topics, because they just couldn't get past the title. Right. And then I could see that all those people who were questioning the title of my show weren't even giving it a chance. They weren't even listening to even one episode. Now, you can also imagine how many others were doing the same without actually telling me that they don't like the title. So I just decided to change the name of the show from Hindu Atheist to Ex-Hindu Atheist. And the new website is at exhinduatheist.com. All one word. All right. Now let's get on to the main topic of the show. Thank stupid luck and real people, not God. Today's episode is actually inspired by a few separate interactions I had online, a few of them with my old friends and one that I saw on Twitter. So first, I was recently chatting with an old friend, let's call her Friend One, about God and religion and so on in a group chat, and this is what she said. Quote, "For me, I like the bliss that I feel in believing. I believe I'm being taken care of, pampered, corrected, and educated by this God, same like how my parents did. I feel free enough to love, hate, criticize, rant, appreciate, enjoy this presence, as I would to my parents, without the feeling of being judged. I like that feeling. I feel safe. You can't say or do whatever you think or feel to any human because you need to be careful, but that limitation is not there with God. So weighing the pros and cons of whether God is there or not, I prefer it if he is there. So hence, I believe that. And I'm happy the way I am. Even if you prove to me that God is not there, I would still prefer to believe that you are wrong." End quote. Now, I went into some details about all this, and I also ended up pointing that atheists are not about proving that there is no God. That is not what it is. You cannot prove the negative. So atheism is just a simple thing, saying, I will believe God when I see some evidence. Until then, I'm not going to believe that there is a God. That's all. There's no positive statement that, no, there is no God. Nobody can prove that, right? You cannot prove it. So then I was chatting with friend number two, and he said, quote, "I believe in God just based on my own childhood, and growing up, belief has never hurt me. It has only helped me get through tough times," end quote. Fair enough. And then friend number three said, quote, "I still do believe in some kind of superpower for my own selfish interests when I need somebody to secretly pray to or blame when crap happens," end quote. At least this guy was being very honest. And they were all being very honest, in fact. At least he was acknowledging that it was basically his selfish interests that was causing him to have, you know, believe in a supernatural being that he could pray to or blame when things go bad. And then there was this other childhood friend, number four, said that he had been trying to quit smoking for many, many years and that he couldn't. He tried his best. He tried everything. He just couldn't get over it. And finally, he prayed and he meditated and all that kind of stuff. And then God came to him one day. And then I can't remember exactly what in what form he came to him. Maybe it was in his dreams or whatever. This guy does puja for, you know, at least an hour a day, and sometimes 3 to 4 hours a day. So when you think of something a lot, like I think about chess a lot when I'm in the zone and I'm playing a lot of chess, right? I end up dreaming about chess and chess-related situations. Anyway, so he said God came to him and helped him get rid of the habit. Now, that's around the time I came across this really graphic video on Twitter. Now, I have to warn you that this 10-second clip can be really upsetting. There's no profanity or anything. It's what looks like a Taliban Muslim man whipping a woman in the middle of the village courtyard with what looks like a short, thick stick, like a really thick stick, and like a rubber thing. And the video shows that this man and woman are surrounded by hundreds of village people all watching this poor woman being beaten mercilessly, repeatedly. They're all watching, like, you know, how the Romans used to watch the gladiators kill each other for entertainment and enjoyment, right? So apparently this was some kind of a punishment. And with every whip, she screams out Allah's name in agony. I can't exactly tell what she's saying, but you can hear the words Allah in every time she screams out in pain. And if you want to watch the video, just go to my website at xhinduatheist.com and you should find it there. So here's the clip. Wow, I don't even know what to say about that. This video is just one of a million other things that have probably happened just this week alone that shows that God doesn't do crap and hasn't done crap or even raised a damn finger ever to help a single person who's suffering or in pain. God protects you, but somehow God didn't help this woman get through her tough times, even though she was screaming his name, right? God somehow protects your children, but lets millions of children all over the world die of cancer and other diseases every single year. God makes you feel safe, but doesn't lift a finger to tens of thousands of girls who are kidnapped and sold as sex slaves. So if you are a believer, what you're telling me is that somehow you are this remarkably special creature who is so near and dear to God that he just happens to take care of you and your family, but just doesn't care about the killing and suffering and injustice against millions of people worldwide, especially children and babies. This video really shook me to my core and got me thinking about my friend's statement from earlier, all of them, about feeling safe and protected and how religion hasn't personally hurt them. I guess they don't care if it hurts the whole world. It hasn't happened to them, so they're fine, right? So if a mob of somebody from a different religion comes and beats them up and kills the kids and whatever, then they might start thinking about it. It's almost like the gun culture in America, right? You know, people who support, who are pro-guns will go to the end of this earth to argue for guns. They're probably not going to change their view until, you know, somebody very near or dear to them, like a child in their family, gets killed in a school shooting. So this is very, very much similar. So much brainwashing and indoctrination. Now, getting back to the video, the crazy thing is the woman in the video who's being beaten up, she is chanting Allah's name the whole time. You know, probably something, I'm guessing, to the effect of praise Allah. But of course, God protects you and keeps you safe because you're special, but this woman is somehow a worthless POS, right? Because obviously, he doesn't care to do anything for her. So if you're feeling protected and safe because of God, you just have a stupidly privileged life. And that's just by sheer stupid luck. So thank stupid luck that you are born to your parents than to the parents of this woman. Thank stupid luck because you don't have an abusive husband who will willingly whip you in public until you collapse. Thank stupid luck that you weren't born in the Middle East and forced to wear a burqa that covers your entire body and even your face. And even then, you could get physically whipped and destroyed just for showing even a strand of your hair to a stranger. Thanks, stupid luck, that you're not one of the 5.2 million children under 5 years who died in 2019 alone. And that number was 12.9, almost 13 million in 1990. All of it from mostly from preventable and treatable causes because you were born in a country that did not care enough to afford you or your parents proper healthcare. Thank stupid luck that you were not born as a black woman slave who was raped by your owner along with your mother, even though you were just 13. And your father was somewhere in the vicinity, doing the housework and probably being beaten up as well, knowing what was going on with the slave owner being in a room with you or your mother. Thanks, stupid luck that your children aren't one of the little kids getting blown up by roadside bombs and air missiles because your country is in a civil war due to, drum roll, religion. Thanks, stupid luck that your daughter or sister is not one of the tens of thousands of little girls who are being sold as sex slaves and being raped by disgusting grown men. Thanks, stupid luck that you're not one of the thousands of little kids who were raped by a Christian priest. Thanks, stupid luck if you were born a normal child with all your faculties intact and that you weren't born blind or deaf with heart issues or Down syndrome or a hole in your heart or severely damaged body parts or neurological issues and things that could have changed your life as well as those of everyone around you. Thanks, stupid luck that you're not a woman who was forced to marry your rapist as per the Christian Old Testament. Thanks, stupid luck that you're not a Dalit, like the lowest caste system in India, so that you're not a Dalit who's discriminated against and suppressed and oppressed in every single walk of life in India and kicked and beaten to near death by a Hindu priest, all because you dared to enter a temple of God, the same benevolent God who's supposed to be caring and protecting that person too. But I guess your God doesn't care about that person because they're of the untouchable caste, right? Thanks, stupid luck, you're not one of the women who was forced to shave your head and live an ascetic life just because you lost your husband at 16, who you happened to marry when you were 12. And that's exactly what happened to my great-grandmother. Thanks, stupid luck, you're not one of the women who was forced to become a sati, which means to burn yourself alive with your dead husband, a sickening Hindu tradition which continued in India for centuries until a reformer named Raja Ram Mohan Rai ended this practice with the law. As per Wikipedia, quote, isolated incidents of sati were recorded in India in the late 20th century, leading the Indian government to promulgate the Sati Prevention Act, 1987, criminalizing the aiding or glorifying of sati, end quote. So think about that. Women being burned alive with the corpses of their dead husband late in the 20th century, which like 1980s, 1990s, and they had to literally criminalize it for it to stop. And I'm pretty sure that it went on for a while even after that. And I wouldn't be surprised if it happens even today, because it's not like people suddenly become humans and start thinking like decent people or start conforming to laws as soon as they're passed. Evil people will always be evil people. So please stop thanking a completely worthless, useless, non-existent God who has not done crap for anyone ever in the history of humans. Instead, thank those who actually exist and have actually done real things to help you and those around you, like your parents, teachers, mentors, supporters, doctors, nurses, waiters, partners, employees, co-workers, maybe even your stupid luck. Thank your stupid luck, or call it your lucky stars, your great fortune, luck of the draw, chance, coincidence, happenstance, whatever. But if you still wish to thank God for your good fortunes, or twist the argument and say that luck is a version of God, or that God somehow protects you and keeps you safe when he hasn't kept a single other living being safe or protected anyone else ever in the history of mankind for over 200,000 years, then you've just been so incredibly brainwashed, misled, and indoctrinated that I feel deeply sorry for you. I feel so sorry for you that if I were a God-believing theist, I would say, I will pray for your soul. Unfortunately, believers have strayed so far away from truth and reality and have become so blinded and deluded by faith and religion and authority that it deeply saddens me. But there's still hope for you and all other people who thank God for all the great things humanity has achieved, and then also refuse to blame God for all the evil and suffering and injustice happening in this world. You just can't have it both ways if you're a believer, my friend. Time to wake up and open your eyes to truth and reality and rationality and humanism. And I hope, against hope, that you will see the light someday. If you wonder why I care so much about this topic, that I'm willing to upset friends and family and acquaintances and strangers that I've never met, that's because it is my sincerest and smallest form of activism. And if I can help even one person open their eyes, that's good enough for me, because that means one less person who contributes to or condones evil, suffering, and injustice caused by religion and a belief in God. So what did you think of this episode? Would you care to share your thoughts with me about this? If so, you can send me an email to ravi@xhinduatheist.com. That is R-A-V as in Victor, I@xhinduatheist.com. Or you can go to xhinduatheist.com/contact and you can email me from there, or you can even leave me online voicemail from there. Just click a button and use your phone or computer's built-in mic and you can tell me what you think. Good, bad, or ugly. I'll take it. And I might even play your voicemail in the next episode. So please subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts, or if you go to xhinduatheist.com on the homepage, you'll see an audio player right on the homepage, so you can send the link to anybody you know who's on the verge, who's on the fence, thinking about their religion and God and everything else. Or if you have a podcast app like Overcast or Pocket Cast or even Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, search for X-Hindu-Atheist, three words, and you should find the show. Cheers and talk soon.